Spicewood Beach, Texas, population 1,100, made news last week when it became the first community in this drought-stricken state to have to truck water into town because its well was running dry. Now, Spicewood Beach is in the news again because the agency that controls the town's water was actually shipping water out of town just weeks before the crisis. Mose Bushell is with State Impact Texas. That's a reporting collaboration between KUT Austin and NPR that focuses on energy and environmental issues. And Mose, we understand the town doesn't actually own the water. The Lower Colorado River Authority does. But the LCRA was selling this water to water haulers?
That's right. It's not an uncommon practice here. What was happening is that the LCRA was selling some of the water from this well in Spicewood Beach, and it was being taken then by water haulers and brought to private communities that are off the public infrastructure, right, like subdivisions, construction jobs. But it was, as you said, happening right up very close to the point where the well actually ran out.
Right. And these haulers would literally back up these big trucks to fire hydrants and fill up and drive away. And some of them told you that they weren't paying a lot for this.
No, not at all. I mean, they were apparently getting the water for about $32 per 4,000 gallons.
So it isn't as if the town was making a lot, you know, on having its controlling authority sell the water. And now they have to, you know, now they know that their wells have run dry and this water may have been going to water somebody's lawn in a subdivision. How are people responding there?
There's a lot of confusion, a lot of anger. And also, you know, the economics of it are very confusing because now they're actually getting water shipped into the town, paying an estimated about $200 for each 4,000-gallon load. So, they're paying more, than they were selling it for.
And yet we have to underscore that the Lower Colorado River Authority, again, that owns the wells in Spicewood Beach, they weren't doing anything wrong or illegal.
No, not at all. And I mean, you know, the water haulers would argue that they're providing a service. There are a lot of subdivisions, private homes that need water, and so somebody presumably has to bring it to them if they're going to be built.
Yeah, but I guess the residents might want a closer look at that math. So what happens now? And tell us what it's like in Spicewood Beach. Are they still having these big, we've seen pictures of them, these big tanker trucks come up and literally, you know, stick a hose into wells and give them water?
Yeah, they need to haul it up, and that's the way it's going to probably be until the drought ends and the well starts functioning again, or until they come up with a better, longer-term solution.
And Mose, just put this in perspective for us. We saw the trucks, you know, backing up to Spicewood Beach. They got a lot of attention. But how many other towns are in serious trouble?
So, yeah, this could actually just be the start. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has identified about 13 public water systems that could run out of water within the next 180 days. And those are just the systems that they've been notified about. There could be other systems out there that are in dire shape that we're not aware of. Clearly, if we don't get rain soon, we're going to see more and more situations like what's happened at this one community.
You write that a town serving 1,500 people, bigger than Spicewood Beach near Waco, is expected to run out on March 1st?
That's right, yeah. That's just right around the corner.
What are climatologists saying for how long this drought will go on?
To the degree to which this drought is attributable to a weather system, the La Nina system, it could be that we may begin to see some relief into next summer. Now, the thing with summers in Texas is that they are dry either way. So even if this weather system leaves us, we'll still be really short on water. Other climatologists see this as part of a longer, larger trend that could be with us for years and years to come.
And we understand that because of that, Texas lawmakers are looking into things that people might not have thought about before, like recycling wastewater, having collection systems on all government buildings, things like that.
Yeah, certainly. There's been more and more talk as this has progressed about desalination projects, as you said, recycling. Maybe the biggest shift right now is also just in the economics of it. I mean, we don't, like the rest of the country, there have been very tight budgets, and spending on conservation, spending on water planning like a lot of other places has been cut. Now folks are turning around and thinking that this is exactly maybe where they should be trying to spend some of the limited resources we have.
Yeah. Mose Bushell, a reporter with State Impact Texas. That's a collaboration between KUT and NPR that focuses on energy and environmental issues. And just reminding us that this drought is still going on in Texas. Mose, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.